time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Noel Carmack with Gallery East at USU Eastern. We've got a very exciting new exhibit, a plein air exhibit, and I had to ask Noel what that means because you hear it all the time. We're going to get into that. We're going to get into the gentleman that's going to be here, and he's actually going to do a workshop that people have already signed up, and we're going to talk all about this one. Noel, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me again. Thanks.
So we've got this. This is coming up next week in the first full week in April, and let's talk about the gentleman that's going to be here and the exhibit itself.
Well, we've got Lorenzo Chavez, who's originally from New Mexico, but his studio is in Parker, Colorado, where he lives currently, and he's really well known for his outdoor painting. Probably most widely known for his soft pastel painting landscapes.
And this, he really likes to deal in the Southwest. Like you said, he's from New Mexico, and that's mostly what we're going to see there, paintings from that down in that area. Is that correct?
That's right. The title of the exhibit, in fact, is called Wandering the Colorado Plateau, because he's done a lot of hiking and wandering around in the Southwest and Canyonlands areas, Moab, all around, down around Capitol Reef and other parts of the Southwest. He just loves this area.
So, what you're saying is then when this exhibit is up and running, there could be scenes in there that people in our area would know and recognize where he's been.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There are going to be some landscapes in there that you'll recognize from the Moab area or down around Canyonlands.
All right. And we were talking before we came on the air, and you've got him to actually commit to a couple of days where he's going to do a workshop with people here in our area. So what kinds of things are they going to go over in that workshop?
Oh, okay. Lorenzo is going to be here on the 7th and 8th of April. He's going to be doing a plein air workshop. So we're going to be outdoors. He's going to talk to the students about composition, putting together the image of in front of them, talking about materials. So plein air, of course, means in the open air. And so all the painting is done outdoors.
And that was one thing that I hear that phrase all the time. And
right.
And so I had to ask you, what does it really and truly mean? And so, yeah, it's paintings of landscapes and everything. But more particular is they're outside when they do it. It's
right.
Not like they took a picture and painted from that picture.
Yeah, as I was telling you earlier, outdoor painting's been around for, 150 some years, probably with the impressionist artists of the 19th century, but it's only been in the last 20, 25 years that it's been really kind of taken off as a craze for people to go outdoors with a easel, and break open their easel and their paint box and do a little painting right on the spot.
And so that's really what this is all going to be about for the couple of days, Thursday and Friday, April 7th and 8th. And then since he's going to be here, you were mentioning something about you were going to have a small, like a open house type thing for him.
Right. We're going to have an hour-long reception at the gallery. That'll be at 5 o'clock. It'll go from 5 to 6 o'clock. We'll just have some light refreshments. And you can meet Lorenzo and talk to him, and he'll answer questions about his artwork there on exhibit.
Okay, and this is all at Gallery East there on the main building in the campus of USU Eastern. So let's talk for just a quick moment. We've had you in, and you guys have done some really great exhibits this year. You had the courtroom sketch artist. You had the gentleman that came in from the Southeast area that took pictures of the Native American sites and things like that. And you've got one that's coming up, and it's always the last show of the year. And it's kind of, I don't know if you would call it a showcase, but it's all about the students. Is that kind of a good definition?
Yeah, that's right. We're all about the students. The real purpose of the gallery is to educate our students on the USU Eastern campus, but it's there for everyone to enjoy. But we're going to be having our annual student art show beginning on April 25th. This will be after Lorenzo's show comes down. We'll have our student show, and it'll go up through May 4th.
So come and check those out. And this is stuff that they've been working on all year. That's what it's all about, is this student showcase. It's all about the students. But this one right here that we're talking about, it's Lorenzo Chavez. It starts on April 4th.
That's right.
Yep. And come on in to Gallery East and check that out. Now, if anybody has questions or anything, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call my office phone at 613-5241. Or they can call any number, probably the number there at the campus dispatch, and they can get a hold of someone.
And they'll get a hold of you over there. So get on out to Gallery East. Check this one out. It's Lorenzo Chavez. It starts April 4th, and when's the last date of it?
The last date of the Lorenzo Chavez exhibit will be the 25th, I think.
Okay, And then the student showcase will start roughly right after that and run until about the 4th of May. So get on out there. Gallery East is another one of those things that you may not know about, but it's right there. It's front and center. Get in and check it out. And they always have great work in there. It just amazes me that more people don't take advantage of this and get out there and do that. Noel, thank you once again for coming in today. We appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.